Trafficker with a pair of sensible blues from Nature's Most Wanted in 2002, and we've been joined in the studio now by Ali Wrangham, who is here to talk about the Rosedon Hill charity ride. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for being with us this afternoon. Before we get on to the charity ride itself, which is taking place this Saturday the 16th, could you just tell us a little bit about the society that's organising it, which is the Society for the Welfare of Horses and Ponies? What sort of work do they do?
Well, we're organising it to raise money for that society that are based in Wales, as a matter of fact, but they rehome horses from all over the country. And my colleague in organising the ride, Trudy Walton, she has had a pony through that society. One of her children, in fact, both her children have ridden it over the years. And she was very pleased with this pony that came from the charity and so has wanted to support them ever since.
Well, what sort of... Because the charity essentially rescues horses which have been sort of abused or abandoned. What sort of circumstances do they come to the charity?
Well, it's not always abuse or abandonment. It's actually people can't afford to feed them or look after them anymore. Horses are quite expensive to look after. And especially after winters like the one we've just had, when feed costs rise, a lot of people find they just can't manage anymore, but rather than abandon the pony or horse, they want to think it's going to a good home, and that's where the society can step in.
Right, I was reading on the society's website, which I think is SWHP.org,
yeah,
if you're interested.
Right.
It costs up to £5,000 a year to care for a horse.
Yes, because you have to think about not just feed, it's feet being trimmed, even if they're not shod, teeth being attended to, because if their teeth aren't right, they can't eat, certainly can't digest the food properly. A lot of things, and sometimes they have been neglected for a while because people haven't been able to afford those sort of things for a couple of years. So there are vet expenses too. And I certainly think, I mean, I know they say a dog isn't just for Christmas, but a horse is a much bigger undertaking and they need grazing. And of course, if you don't have a field yourself, you're going to have to pay for that.
Yeah. So If that cost is accurate, is this sort of ride the main way in which the charity gets its money, so to speak?
Yes, they get donations, and so we're just contributing to those donations. Last year, we were thrilled that we did so well, because we were able to give them £1,000, and that was our first year. And obviously, we're hoping to do that again this year, maybe even a bit more, because we're hoping that people have heard about the ride now, and so some people who maybe didn't come last year will come.
Okay, so let's move on to the ride itself now. It's this Saturday the 16th, and it's on Rosedon Hill, so my geography's quite sort of sketchy. Whereabouts is that?
Rosedon Farm, which is where the ride starts, mm-hmm. is 5 miles south of Wooler, just off the A697, so very easy access. Plenty of parking, hard standing and field, and actually the ground is great at the moment, so and no one's going to have to worry about parking and getting off again when they go home. It's a 10-mile route, taking you right up into the foothills of the Cheviots, so beautiful scenery. I think we're not going to have too much wind, because it would be a windy ride if it was quite windy. And I think everyone will have a fantastic day on Saturday. We're starting people off at 10 o'clock and they can carry on leaving the start from until about 1.
And it takes, about an hour?
Well, depending on how fast you go. We get some endurance riders who go around twice in 3 hours. But, I mean, if you take it easy, 2 to 3 hours. Walk and trot.
And how much does it cost to enter?
It's £15 this year, which was for adults, and £10 for under 18s. We've kept the cost the same as last year because we're obviously recognising that we're in a recession and everybody's struggling to make ends meet. And it's pay on the day. So just come along and pay and off you go. And you'll be well looked after. We've got refreshments halfway round and at the start. And there are stewards on all the gates, so you can get on your horse and off you go.
You said last year you raised about £1,000 and attracted, according to the website, again about 200 riders. So you're looking around the same sort of area again?
Well, we'd like to get more than that. And actually we raised £2,000, but we split it between the Society for the Welfare of Horses and Ponies and our local church, who was struggling a bit at the time. This year, it's going to be split between the Welfare Society and our local pony club.
Right. This is Mix and Match with Mumby. Just Ali Wrangham still here to just give a recap about the Rosedon Farm charity ride taking place this weekend. This is your big chance to sell it, so go ahead.
Do come along if you have a horse and you like riding to our Rosedon Hill Ride, which starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 16th, from Rosedon Farm, which is 5 miles south of Wooler, just off the A697. And it's a lovely 10-mile route up into the foothills of the Cheviot, and refreshments on the way. We'll look forward to seeing you then.
Right. Thank you very much, Ali, for coming in. We're going to sort of segue into the next part of the show with a sort of horse-themed song. I couldn't find the Black Beauty theme, so no, shame about that. But I hope this will make up. This is You Two with Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses.
Lionheart Radio, the voice of Northumberland.